Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You need to prepare for the impact of a change in global bank regulations taking effect at the beginning of 2023. The Bank for International Settlements oversees the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. It is updating regulations applicable to the world's largest banks on the subject of credit risk. The new standards, called Basel III, take effect in less than 20 months. The new standards require banks to improve their capital reserves, called net stable funding ratio, against the leverage credit risk each institution has incurred. The controversy over one part of the new regulations under Basel III exposes just how precarious our world financial markets. 10 days ago, the London Bullion Market Association and the World Gold Council jointly issued a protest against the part of the new regulations that call for financial institutions holding unallocated precious metals of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium to have custody and title of at least 85% of the physical metal for which these banks are liable to customers. In unallocated storage, bank customers are unsecured creditors of the bank rather than owners of specifically identified and segregated precious metals. Banks today only hold a small fraction of the physical metals they owe to unallocated storage customers. In theory, these banks have leased gold from central banks or own derivatives contracts to cover their exposure for the precious metals that they owe but do not own. If required to physically have custody of a high percentage of the precious metals for which they are responsible for unallocated storage, the London Bullion Market Association and World Gold Council have admitted that current paper market trading practices are largely unbacked by actual metals. To comply with the new regulations would either force many global banks to discontinue trading precious metals or would require them to sharply increase the quantity of physical metals they hold in their vaults. The LBMA and WGC admit that this new regulation is almost certain to result in soaring gold and silver prices in the near future. You have learned this today while you can still act without waiting for the regular media to inform you when it would be too late to protect your finances. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for the next Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.